glad we came to our reunion. Here's to our college days.
Oh, Vivian, here we are back in the old sorority house, back in our very own room, and nothing's changed.
Nope. It's been 30 years and your bed still isn't made.
You know, I think you had just a little too much to drink at that champagne reception.
You're right. Isn't it wonderful? Well, I guess I better call Arthur and check in. That ought to sober me up.
And why do you have to keep checking in with Arthur? If you'll notice, I haven't called Walter, and he's fun to talk to.
Hi, Mrs. Finley, Mrs. Harmon, I'm Sally Hauser.
Sally
Hauser. Sally, I really think it's just so nice of you to give up your room like this.
Oh, no problem. I'm going out of town on a job interview anyhow.
You don't even graduate until May and you're already going out of town by yourself on a job interview? Ooh, that's so modern and exciting.
Yeah. I'll be finished packing in just a few minutes.
Oh, Viv, doesn't she remind you of us? You know, Sally, Viv and I were just saying that even though it's been 30 years, nothing has changed here at the sorority house. Everything is exactly as it was when Viv and I lived here.
Hey, Sal.
I think you got my deodorant by mistake.
Oh, hey, you're right, Teddy. Sorry.
That's okay. Hi, ladies. Welcome back to the campus. If you need some deodorant while you're here, feel free.
There are clean sheets on the bed, and there are extra blankets in the closet. And feel free to use the television. Any questions?
I have one. Who is that tall sorority sister with the towel around his waist?
Oh, we've shared the house with the guys from the Phi Alpha for the past 5 years. It cuts down on expenses. We share everything. It's very convenient.
I bet it is.
Well, I'm going to go borrow some shampoo from Teddy, and then I'll be out of your way.
Those co-eds today have so much freedom. Oh, I just feel so jealous of that Sally Hauser. She can just do anything she wants, be anything she wants, shower with anything she wants.
Things have really changed. I remember when we used to take a shower to cool off.
What a hunk that boy was, huh?
I'll say. I know, for some reason, I'm always turned on by terry cloth.
You know, my first husband,
Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. He had a build like that when we were in college together.
I remember that.
Yeah. And you know what? When we were in school together, we never went out on job interviews. I mean, we didn't really think about our careers very much, you know? I married Chuck right after graduation.
And I married Barney. But we had our dreams, Viv. Golly, I remember in my senior year, I used to fantasize about going on to law school, maybe even getting into politics.
Yeah. I always wanted to do something kind of wild and crazy. I remember thinking about what it would be like to be a subway operator. Now here I am married to Arthur, and he won't even let me ride in the subway.
Do we really have to talk about Arthur? He's 2 hours away, but I can smell his wet blanket all the way up.
Well, I really should call him, Maud. I have to see if it's all right for me to cash a check to pay for my ticket to the banquet tonight.
Vivian, do you mean that Arthur is so tight-fisted that you have to ask permission to cash a check?
He's not really that tight-fisted. He gives me a very generous household allowance. And on top of that, he gives me $7 a week just for mad money.
Mad money? $7 couldn't bring a decent froth to your lips.
Well, it's not really as bad as it sounds. You see, I secretly pocket another dollar and a quarter. It's the money Arthur thinks I spend on cat food.
Your cat died 2 years ago.
But I never told Arthur she died. Whenever he comes home and asks me where the cat is, I just tell him she's up in a tree.
Vivian, I don't know how you can put up with Arthur. I really don't. I mean, how can I put it politely? I can't. He's a jerk. Viv, listen. Listen, Sylvia Kirshner's in the next room. Listen to her. She's playing that old Duke Ellington record. Take the A-train. Viv, what does that remind you of?
That Arthur won't let me ride in the subway.
Shut up, you fool, and dance with me. So good to know that my feet have not lost their magic.
Oh. Well, I'm all set. I borrowed some shampoo from Cindy, and I got my soap on a rope back from Hal. Oh, I am so excited about this job interview. I've never done anything like this before.
Girls don't just get married right after college anymore, do they, Sally?
Not too much. My older sister had 4 different jobs before she got married.
Gee, that's funny. I had 4 different husbands before I got a job.
What's this job you're gonna see about?
It's a small art museum in Cliffside, New Jersey. I'd be the fundraiser.
But that's exactly what I do.
Really?
Yes, I raise the money for the Tuckahoe Art Museum.
Well, last year, Viv raised over $50,000.
Well, the art museum bought some very lovely pieces with the money.
Let me ask you something, Mrs. Harmon. Now, they have offered me $9,500 a year to start. Now, I know you must make a lot more than that, and I don't want to get too personal, but do you feel that that is a fair starting salary?
They're going to pay you money?
Mrs. Harmon?
No, I'm a volunteer.
Sally, I'm in the business world, and I think that $9,500 is an excellent starting salary.
Oh, great. I'm so excited.
Good luck, Sally.
Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Oh, isn't that wonderful, Viv? A young girl like that just grabbing life by the horns.
I'd like to push her teeth down her throat.
Well, it just makes me mad. That little punky Sally Hauser is going to get almost $10,000. I do the very same thing. What do I get? Zilch.
You know, Vivian, you seem awfully moody today.
Well, don't get it, Mud. It just makes me mad. I don't know. It seems like someplace along the line somebody changed the rules on me.
Change what rules?
I just know that I didn't really want to get married to Chuck right after college, you know? I kind of wanted to go to New York and get a nice job and have a great little apartment, you know, and some interesting friends and do some wild, crazy things. But everybody told me if I wanted true fulfillment, I should get married and be a good wife. So I did. Only now everybody tells me if I want true fulfillment, I should be going out and doing all those things I want to do in the first place. Only now it's too late. And I have to call Arthur. In Tuckahoe. And check in. Beg him to let me write a check.
I think that you should get on that phone and call Arthur and tell him there are going to be some changes made. You tell him you're going to be an independent woman. You tell him that your happiness is going to take from now on. And maybe we can get back and have some fun.
Maybe I'll just wait till I get home.
No, no, no. You are going to do it right now. Now, Vivian, you are a very unhappy woman. All of this can be changed with one phone call.
You know, you're right. I'll do it. I'll do it right now.
Oh, gosh, I feel 30 years younger already.
Go, Viv, go.
Hello, Arthur. This is Vivian. Listen, I just into... What? Oh, well, if she's not around the house, she must be up in a tree. Arthur, listen to me. Now, I've been talking to Maud, and she's told me what I have to do to be happy. And so, Arthur, I'm going to go to New York and get a little apartment and take life by the horns. I'm leaving you, Arthur.
You were on the phone breaking up a perfectly fine 6-year-old marriage. Now you say you feel wonderful. Isn't there someone other than yourself that you should be thinking of?
Well, I do feel a little sorry for Arthur.
The hell with Arthur. What about me?
But I do to you.
You told Arthur that I was the one who gave you this crazy idea.
I just wanted to give you credit. I know how you always like to take credit for everything.
Vivian, I like credit. I don't need guilt.
I don't want you to feel guilty. I want you to feel proud. You just opened up a whole new life for me.
Vivian, why do you keep blaming me? I didn't do anything.
Well, sure you did. You told me Arthur is a jerk.
You didn't know that?
Well, yes, but you really brought it to my attention.
Vivian, Arthur is not a jerk.
I think he is.
All right, Vivian, all right. For argument's sake, let's say that Arthur is a jerk. That's still no reason to leave him. I mean, what would this country be if every woman got a divorce because she was married to a jerk? We'd have 70 million women dancing with each other. Vivian, I'm going to lay it right on the line. I know what your fantasy is. Dump poor, loyal, solid Arthur. Go off on your own. Taste some new wine. Honey, you're in for a big disappointment. Wait till you see what kind of man is waiting out there. Wait till you see what kind of man is actually available.
Here's that deodorant. I didn't say you needed it. I was just offering.
I'm gonna get me some of that.
It's true what they say, the flesh is weak.
Sure didn't look weak to me.
Vivian! Talking about your flesh. Now, come on, Vivian. You've got to pull yourself together. I don't think you should even think about leaving Arthur anymore until you at least sober up. Now, don't you agree?
I guess so.
All right, now sit down. And no more drinking. I'm going to get you a nice cup of coffee. Maybe you should take a nice hot shower.
Hey.
Forget that.
Deep purple falls over sleeping garden walls, and the stars.
Viv, look at this. It's Sylvia Kirshner's husband, Eddie. He's serenading her with a ukulele. Chuck used to serenade you like that. Do you remember?
Yes, in fact, that's the very same song Chuck always used to sing, Deep Purple. Mud, you know what? I can remember the very first time he ever serenaded me, Mud. It was right before the end of our senior year, and I was sitting right here thinking about how much I really wanted to go to New York after graduation. Oh, it was so exciting, but it was so scary, too. I was just scared about everything. You know, would I be able to take care of myself? And would I be able to find a job? Would I really be good at it? Or... would I be lonely and cry a lot? Would I be able to find a really cute apartment on Park Avenue that I could afford? And while I was sitting here feeling so afraid, all of a sudden, there was Chuck beneath my window, playing that old ukulele and singing Deep Purple. And you know what I realized at that moment, Maud? I realized that I could marry Chuck, and then I wouldn't have to worry about going to New York and making all those decisions.
I mean, that's the way things were then. I mean, none of us knew any better. You married Chuck, I married Barney.
Maude, my life is such a horrible lie.
Oh, Viv, come on. It is not a lie.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Every time I look in the mirror, all I see is a woman who can't tell her husband the cat died.
You are blowing this all out of proportion. There is nothing to feel guilty about. I mean, it's not as if you killed the cat to get the money.
Oh, no, but it's when I was burying her that I got the idea about keeping the money. Why should I be dependent on some man for money? Right now it's Arthur, before that it was Chuck. Why should I have to be miserable all my life just because when I was 20 years old, some boy who reminded me a little bit of Van Johnson came along under my window strumming his damn ukulele and singing Deep Purple.
Ben.
I said, stop it! Chuck! Stop that!
Hey!
Sylvia!
Sylvia, that's not funny.
This is disgraceful. You threw water on Sylvia Kirshner's husband.
Oh, what?
Don't cry. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Actually, I was getting ready to pour water on him myself.
But I'm so unhappy. You know, I don't really want to leave Arthur. I really love Arthur. I just want to be appreciated. I want to be necessary. I want to feel like a real woman, like that punky Sally Houser.
Your trouble isn't Arthur. And it isn't Chuck. It isn't even Deep Purple. It's you.
No.
Breaking up your marriage isn't going to help.
No.
If it's not going to give you that freedom. Standing up for yourself is going to give you that freedom. Vivian, let those people down at the museum know that you think you're worth something. Then they'll think you're worth something.
You're right. They should pay me. I am going to insist that they pay me. You think they will? Oh. Yeah, well, sure they will. Unless they don't.
Oh, Viv, they will.
What about Arthur?
You're going to tell Arthur the truth. You're going to tell him there are going to be changes. Changes in your marriage, changes in your relationship, changes in you. When he goes to bed at night, there's going to be a new Vivian Harmon lying next to him.
Arthur likes separate beds.
Another change he's going to have to get used to. Hello? Yes, she's here, Arthur, and I am not a big Budinsky. It's Arthur. He drove all the way up from Tuckahoe, Viv. He's downstairs.
Oh, my. What am I going to say to him?
You're going to say to him all the things that you said you were going to say to him.
You were the one who said I was going to say all those things. Why don't you say them to him?
Now, listen to me, Vivian. You are at the crossroads of your life. Now is the time for you to decide whether you're going to be a woman who stands up for yourself or a doormat.
Hello, Arthur. This is the new Vivian Harmon speaking. Arthur, I love you too, and I want to come home, but not as a doormat. Doormat. Now, Arthur, there are going to have to be some changes made. First, I am going to work at that museum, and they are going to pay me so I don't have to depend on your $7 a week allowance. And second, we're going to move our twin beds together, and I don't care about your post-nasal drip. Arthur, wait. Before you agree to my terms, there's one other thing I have to tell you. Now, Arthur, our entire future as man and wife may depend upon how you accept what I'm about to say. Arthur? The cat died 2 years ago. I'll be right down. Oh, he wants me back. Oh, but he said he loved me. He agreed to everything I said. Oh, and guess what else?
What?
He said he wants to get me a new cat. I guess he does appreciate me.
Oh, Vivian, this is wonderful.
Of course, I'll be out $1.25 a week in cat food.
Vivian, please. You're not going to be on an allowance anymore. You're an independent woman.
Right, right. Thanks to you. Oh, boy, are you a friend in me. Oh, Maude, I just hope someday you get the reward you deserve.
Oh, Vivian, I will. Oh, Sylvia Kirshner, I am so sorry about that water on your husband. Vivian really didn't.